People who have had near-death experiences speak about seeing their whole life flash before them. That they see face to face their whole life and all the choices that they had made. These near-death experiences are just a glimpse, they're a foretaste of what happens when each one of us is born into eternal life through our own death. When you close your eyes for the very last time in this life, and then when you open them in eternal life, you'll see before you the whole of truth. The whole truth of your life will be there before you. You'll see it entirely. Because after we die and into eternal life, it's the truth that we stand before. It's our judgment that we stand before. And we can fool others in our life. You can fool me. It's not that hard. You can even, and you're very successful, we can be very successful at even fooling ourselves. But you can't fool God. And in that moment of judgment, for which those who love Jesus have nothing to fear, you see your face, you'll see your life holy. And the response that one who has faith will be, seeing the entirety of your life and your choices, is, Lord, have pity on me. Have mercy on me. Because it'll well up and come from this desire to see God face to face. To see Him, which is heaven. To behold the face of God is heaven. In the Gospel, Bartimaeus, he sits by the walls of Jericho, this city of sin. It's blindness, it's his sin which has blinded him. But there's a great desire in this man. Bartimaeus, he's blind, but he's overflowing with this incredible desire. And he cries out when he hears Jesus is coming by to have pity on him, to have mercy on him. And he persists in crying out to him. He comes to Jesus, who asks him, "What do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus, what is your desire?" "Lord, I want to see. I want to see." And he is healed. And he sees Jesus. And he follows him. The very first thing, this man who is blind, when his eyes are open, what's the very first thing he sees? He had known blackness, perhaps his whole life. But it had been nothing, blackness. His eyes are opened, and the very first thing he sees is he sees the face of Jesus. Face to face. Which everyone, this is what heaven is. Heaven. Which is what you were created for. It is what you were created for. You were created for heaven. It is our eternal destiny that God has called us to, that He's promised to those who believe in Him and follow Him. This life is so short. Heaven is eternal. And heaven is beholding the face of God. Near-death experiences, those for the people who have had them, they're a great act of mercy on God's part. Where you see a little bit of your life flashing before you, but yet then you're able to return, that's an act of mercy. Priests, a couple times a month in Dickinson, we get together for a meal. And Thursday we had our meal. And we were visiting afterward, and someone was sharing about this priest, Father Stephen Shire, who he was in an accident and he had this near-death experience. But it was one in which he entered into this darkness and it was very clear that his eternal destiny was hell. And he had lived his priesthood in his whole life. Even his priesthood was about him. All of it was about him. There wasn't any real deep belief in the things that he did and proclaimed. His whole life was just centered around him, and his priesthood was even just, it all came back to him. And he had this near-death experience, and he was not beholding the face of God, but just his life and seeing what those choices were and seeing the great darkness that lay before him. And he says it was the prayers of this beautiful lady, Mary, asking that this is one of my sons, he is a priest, to send him back. And he was given the second chance at life, and his whole life it was converted. He lived his priesthood the rest of it. He just died a few years ago radically for Jesus, for him alone, and for his people, whom Jesus loves, and that he learned how to grow to truly love as well. A near-death experience is an act of mercy. But it doesn't take that either to begin to see our lives as they really are. Because everyone, when you see your life, when you see it in light of eternal life, when we're able to see our life in light of heaven, which is what this life is preparing us for, that hopefully changes the things that you see as most important in your life. It's meant to change. What do you see as most important? What do you make time for in your life? The things that are important, the things that are most important in your life, you always find time for them. And when we see it in light of eternal life, that changes that. From spending time on trivial things to spending more time on the things that are eternal. The things of God and the love that He's called us to. And this desire for God, this desire for heaven, to see Him, is something that has to be shaped in our heart as well. Bartimaeus, that is the great, beautiful grace of this man, is he had a heart which desired to see. He desired to see. And that desire is shaped by the things that we see each day. What do we set our eyes upon? Both in our homes and throughout the day, online, what do we watch on TV? That stuff is important because what you're seeing each day shapes your desires. It does. An important thing and a grace for us as Catholics is we have this deep understanding that the physical things such as statues and images and the beauty of them is meant to draw our hearts to a greater desire for God. It's why, yes, you can celebrate Mass anywhere. You could have a little white box with just a little table and you celebrate Mass on that. And that is the Mass. But it's important that we have beauty and images of Jesus and the saints. Why? Because that shapes our heart and our desires. And in our homes, too. I encourage you, cover your homes. Cover them in religious images. Why? Because that does something. It does something in your soul, and when you see them, it does something in what you desire as well. In the confessional, I put this little image up on my side of it. When somebody's behind the screen, it's this little image of the Sacred Heart. It's kind of teeny, you probably can't see it. But it's there. It's an image of Jesus with his Sacred Heart. Why? Because when I'm hearing someone's confession, I want my eyes to be able to see literally the love of God in Jesus' heart. I've always kept up here from the very first day I got to this parish. You ever notice there's this little icon that's up here? It's called Our Lady of Tenderness. It's an image of Mary, and she's holding very closely to her Jesus, the small child. Our Lady of Tenderness. And why I keep this up here is to remind me that in preaching to you, that my heart might have a tenderness and love at all times. But I keep this, and it reminds me every time I see it, the things you see, they shape your soul. The things you allow into your vision, that shapes something within you. And then, this is the last thing I'll share with you. It's a little show and tell today. Just hanging right next to my bed is this image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's our mother. And I try each night, just right as I'm about ready to turn off my light, the last thing I see before darkness is her image. Why? So that if that's the last time I close my eyes in this life, I pray that the next thing I'll see when I open them in eternal life is Mary there interceding for me, begging for God's mercy for me as well. That it's not just me begging for mercy, but it's her and all the saints as well. Cover your homes in religious images so your eyes are always seeing them. And that what's being shaped in your heart is a desire to see God Himself. So that when your eyes, everyone, they will close. And they will close for a final time in this life. And we do not know when that's going to be. We do not have a single clue. But when it closes for the final time in this life, when you open and face judgment, when you see the whole of your life laid out before you, the desire of your heart will cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. I want to see you. And you'll hear Jesus speak the words, Behold, your faith has saved you.